brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The first attack against our Second Amendment was the National Firearms Act of 1934. The official reason for this unlawful act was mob violence and the attempted assassination of President FDR. This treasonous legislative act made felons out of law-abiding citizens who lawfully owned automatic rifles, silencers, and short-barreled rifles and shotguns. Anyone with a modicum of awareness could see the blatant authoritarianism. Law-abiding citizens were being punished for the inevitable crimes of evil men. The next assault on our Second Amendment rights was the 1968 Gun Control Act, officially motivated by the assassinations of JFK, MLK, and RFK. This unlawful legislation banned mail-order gun sales, created a federal licensing system, and reclassified various military weapons into newly created categories that required federal registration. Once again, turning law-abiding citizens into de facto felons with the stroke of a pen. An unalienable right is a right that can't be restrained or repealed by human laws. Since we are all human, we are born with certain inherent, natural, and unalienable rights. Those rights include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This essential equality means that no one is born with a natural right to rule over others without their consent, and that governments are obligated to apply the law equally to everyone. But President Biden says that these rights are not absolute.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
With an insidious executive order, Joe Biden is, once again, unlawfully turning millions of law-abiding citizens into felons with the criminal stroke of a pen, introducing red flag laws that provide family members a legal process to bar people from owning guns, and nominating gun control advocate David Chapman as director of the ATF. Confiscation is next. And all this while police departments are defunded and criminals are set free. You thought your government was there to serve you? You were wrong. And this is why we have guns. This is why we have the Second Amendment. We have made our lives very comfortable and convenient, but we are still living in the jungle. Millions every year defend themselves against violent crimes with the gun. They protect themselves against rape, robbery, and physical harm. According to the CDC, as many as 3 million crimes each year are stopped by a law-abiding gun owner, over 8,000 each day. In a reality where the most dangerous threat is a man, guns are the great equalizers. There are dangerous, evil human beings among us who wish to control and dominate. Many of them are running our government and attempting to take away our ability to defend ourselves. Prior to the Bill of Rights, when did the people ever have a chance against tyrannical government? And when these rights are taken away, then the people will forever become slaves to the system. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Every day that we're still on air is a blessing. We are going under true, hardcore authoritarianism. The decision has been made to basically bring in an internet kill switch for all Christians, all conservatives. The decision has been made to flood us with 600 million people in the next 25 years as part of replacement migration. The decision has been made to poison the U.S. population with tainted vaccines. And they are going to use the Praetorian Guard of the federal government and the FBI, the globalists believe, to carry this out. But if InfoWars and people like Tucker Carlson and you can come together and recognize the real attack we're under and the fact that this is illegitimate and globalist run and Chi-Com run, it's game over. But you've got to know the documents. You've got to know the battle plan. Now, we have James O'Keefe joining us, another one of America's greatest hopes in the great Project Veritas, who's very active on the Texas border, joining us at the bottom of the hour with breaking exclusive news on multiple fronts. He'll be in studio with us next week. And we're working down there on the border very closely, obviously, with those great folks. Owen Schroyer's doing an incredible job. He posted a bunch of out-of-this-world videos of anchor baby women, 30 women getting off a bus, all 9 months pregnant, and just the most insane stuff going on at night. It's even crazier with the human smuggling. That's all coming up. And just pray for our crew. There's other stuff going on behind the scenes I'm not at liberty to tell you about at this time. But just believe me, this is not sensational when I tell you they didn't just take the president off the internet for no reason. They're going after everybody. And submitting and bowing down and groveling is only going to make it worse. They're starting forced inoculations in California of mentally handicapped. I mean, this is bad, folks. This is what happens when authoritarians take over. It's the same pattern over and over and over and over again. And so we're going to be laying it all out here today. But I play Tucker Carlson clips a few times a week because he makes great points. But we're all Tucker Carlson. We're all Alex Jones. We're all under attack by the censors. He did a great 15-minute piece that's posted on InfoWars.com right now. If you want to see the whole thing, it's in the live show feed. We have it posted under my live feed. You should see the whole thing. But I want to hear some of it now because he really lays out the replacement migration UN plan to conquer the U.S. The only part he leaves out is it's an official UN plan. So while we play this tape, the crew's going to show you some of the articles about the 600 million to replace the U.S., 200 million to replace just the French alone. They want another 600 million plus in Europe to be brought in. They've only brought in about 50 million Muslims so far. You see what that's like. And this is their takeover plan. And then they have a kept group they put on welfare. They never allow to assimilate into society who then votes for them that they control. So Tucker gives you most of the equation, just not the final piece that it's a UN-run operation, though he alludes to some of that. But that's what you get here is the rest of the story. But here's Tucker Carlson last night after the ADL and CNN called for him to be removed from the air as a white supremacist. Here it is.
Last week, we said something on television that the usual chorus of hyper-aggressive liars is now pretending was somehow highly controversial. Ordinarily, we'd ignore all of this. Once you've been denounced as a white supremacist for quoting Martin Luther King, you realize none of it's real. It's all another form of social control. Honestly, who cares what they think? But in this one case, we thought it might be worth pausing to restate the original point, both because it was true and therefore worth saying, and also because America badly needs a national conversation about it. On Thursday, our friend Mark Stein guest hosted the 7 p.m. hour here on Fox. He did a segment on how federal authorities are allowing illegal aliens to fly without ID, something that, in case you haven't noticed, you are not permitted to do. The following exchange took place in response to that story. We're going to play the entire clip so you can be certain we're not leaving out context. Here it is. I'm laughing because this is one of about 10 stories that I know you've covered where the government shows preference to people who have shown absolute contempt for our customs, our laws, our system itself, and they're being treated better than American citizens. Now, I know that the left and all the little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement, if you suggest that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. But they become hysterical because that's what's happening, actually. Let's just say it, that's true. If this was happening in your house, if you were in sixth grade, for example, and without telling you, your parents adopted a bunch of new siblings and gave them brand new bikes and let them stay up later and help them with their homework and gave them twice the allowance that they gave you, you would say to your siblings, you know, I think we're being replaced by kids that our parents love more. And it would be kind of hard to argue against you because look at the evidence. So this matters on a bunch of different levels, but on the most basic level, it's a voting rights question. In a democracy, one person equals one vote. If you change the population, you dilute the political power of the people who live there. So every time they import a new voter, I become disenfranchised as a current voter. So I don't understand why we don't understand this. I mean, everyone wants to make a racial issue out of it. Ooh, the, you know, white replacement theory. No, no, no. This is a voting rights question. I have less political power because they're importing a brand new electorate. Why should I sit back and take that? The power that I have as an American, right, guaranteed.
Then he gets into more of it. I'm going to play more of it next segment because he lays it all out perfectly and shows the replacement migration. And we're going to put some of the UN documents up on screen for TV viewers to add even more context. But Tucker's being really nice here because he knows the globalists want to trick whites into hating brown people so that they then won't adopt the Republic and the Second Amendment and freedom and capitalism. But what he's leaving out too is the left energizes the new people that come here with America is evil and racist and bad and white people are inherently evil. Hell, you see it everywhere constantly. That's all they do. It's all they say. It's like parrots just chirping it, just ad nauseum, repeating it over and over again. And so Tucker's not playing into that, but they are teaching in all the major schools in the U.S., actual Aztec chants and chants about genociding white people. And this is what's being taught, and everybody knows it. So let's not lie to ourselves about that. So it's worse than what Tucker's saying. It's UN-run, and they're turning the brown people into racist. Now, it's backfired. You had triple the number of black males vote for Trump. You had double the amount of black females vote for Trump. That's why suddenly the media is like, oh, we love black people. Oh, liberals want to give you all reparations and free goodies. Like the illegals they're giving $15,000 a piece in New York to. Nothing for citizens. Because they're bringing the country down. This is pure evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is all completely illegal. And you know, it gets worse. You know what they just announced, right? In fact, pull this up. I sent it to you guys, and I know it's in the stack, but I couldn't find it. So just reprint it for me. Joe Biden announced illegally, he just by executive fiat, 4 months of paid leave to anybody that takes one of these illegal aliens in. And of course, you don't have to have a background check either. You're just, and that's what I told you, is the Democrats already do this. They already go, they already get them through refugee centers, through Catholic charities, through the Jewish charities. There's a bunch of them that do it, these refugee charities. And there's private non-religious groups that do it as well. It's a whole industry. It's a whole business. And what they do is, a lot of these households house 5, 10, 15, 20 of these people. Hell, they'll put trailers in their backyard and just warehouse the children, you name it, and then they get welfare checks, and then they also make them work in sweatshops and restaurants while they're at it. And if they don't do what they're told, then they call and they're deported. Because you notice the Democrats decide who they can let in and who they won't. Notice Carlson makes the point that Poles got to experience 50-something years, 60 years of communism. So they really hate it, and most Polish immigrants vote Republican. It's about seven to one in some estimates. And so he makes the point, if we had 200,000 Poles on our southern border, it'd be an emergency. There'd be a wall built in a week. They'd all be deported because, you see, they vote Republican because they want America. They want guns. They want private property. They want what they didn't have under the Soviet Union. They've already been through the scam. And so, no, we don't want those. In fact, if you look, they won't even, if you're Polish, it's almost impossible to even get to the U.S. now because the Democrats do not want you here. But if you're coming from some third world place like Venezuela, already primed for communism, baby, come on up here. And then they take your cell phone away, lock your ass up in a trailer, get welfare in your name, and then $15,000 checks get sent to your masters. The illegals aren't getting this money.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, an additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Alex Jones Show, here live, broadcasting worldwide. Got a huge transmission lineup for you today. Big breaking news. It's always huge with Veritas. This time, internal information from CNN, from their director, CNN director, on how they stage everything. Now, we already know this. You can see it. Mrs. First Lady wearing fishnets. Biden wearing aviator jackets and aviator glasses and running up the gantry. All of this is scripted by CNN. So that is coming up. This is breaking as we speak. James O'Keefe next segment. But let's get back to Tucker Carlson, because he knocked it out of the park. You really should watch the whole 15-minute monologue. It's on InfoWars.com. Again, in the live show feed of the show today, under our live feed, we have the full monologue posted right there. But here is what he had to say about the war on America's existence. And literally, oh, here's $15,000 for everybody in New York if you're an illegal alien. Citizens get nothing. Oh, and oh, you get free tuition in California if you're an illegal alien. Citizens don't. I mean, this is a joke, but we just put up with it because they hold up the magic thing of, oh, you're racist. And then they're exploiting these very people. Got a bunch of articles on it right here. But Biden administration offers 4 months paid leave to federal employees who care for illegal alien children. Yeah, these agencies don't have anything else to do. Oh, but they got the FBI to arrest 400-plus people that were at the Capitol. Former Long Island bar owner sentenced to 60 years in prison for sex trafficking, forced labor, and immigration crime on Long Island. That's how all this works, ladies and gentlemen. So here's Tucker Carlson laying out what the Democrats admit, and CNN and the ADL say boycott him, take him off the air.
This is a voting rights question. I have less political power because they're importing a brand new electorate. Why should I sit back and take that? The power that I have as an American, guaranteed at birth, is one man, one vote, and they're diluting it. No, they're not allowed to do that. Why are we putting up with this? So it's a political question, obviously. At least one prediction came true right away. All those little gatekeepers on Twitter did become hysterical. They spent the last 4 days jumping up and down, furiously trying once again to pull the show off the air. Once again, they will fail, though it is amusing to see them keep at it. They get so enraged. It's a riot. But why all the anger? If someone says something you think is wrong, is your first instinct to hurt them? Probably not. Normal people don't respond that way. If you hear something you think is incorrect, you try to correct it. But getting the facts right is hardly the point of this exercise. The point is to prevent unauthorized conversations from starting in the first place. Shut up, racist! No more questions! You've heard that before. You wonder how much longer they imagine Americans are going to go along with this. An entire country forced to lie about everything all the time. It can't go on forever, but you can see why they're trying it. Demographic change is the key to the Democratic Party's political ambitions. Let's say that again for emphasis, because it is the secret to the entire immigration debate. Demographic change is the key to the Democratic Party's political ambitions. In order to win and maintain power, Democrats plan to change the population of the country. They're no longer trying to win you over with their program. They're obviously not trying to improve your life. They don't even really care about your vote anymore. Their goal is to make you irrelevant. That is provably true. And because it's true, it drives them absolutely crazy when you say it out loud. A hurt dog barks. They scream about how noting the obvious is immoral. You're a racist if you dare to repeat things that they themselves proudly say. Most people go along with this absurd standard. They dutifully shut up. They don't think they have a choice. But no matter what they're allowed to say in public, everyone understands the truth. When you change who votes, you change who wins. That fact has nothing inherently to do with race or nationality. It's the nature of democracy. It is always true. You can watch it happen. You probably have. All across the country, we have seen huge changes in election outcomes caused by demographic change. New people move in and they vote differently. As a practical matter, it doesn't matter what they look like or where they're from even. All that matters is that they have different political views. This is every bit as true when the migrants come from Brookline as when they come from Oaxaca. In Vermont, white liberals fleeing the mess they made in New York turned the state blue. As recently as 1992, Vermont was reliably Republican, hard to believe as that is. Vermont is now a parody of lifestyle liberalism. That's demographic change at work. You see the same thing happening in the state of New Hampshire as refugees from Massachusetts flood north and bring their bad habits with them. Montana, Idaho, Nevada all face similar problems. The affluent liberals who wrecked California aren't sticking around to see how that ends. They're running to the pallid hideaways of Boise and Bozeman, distorting local culture and real estate markets as they do it. Pretty soon, people who were born in the Mountain West won't be able to live there. They'll be, yes, replaced by private equity barons, yoga instructors, and senior vice presidents from Google. Beautiful places are always in danger of being overrun by the worst people. Ask anyone who grew up in Aspen. But in most of this country, it is immigration from other nations more than anything else that has driven political transformation. And this is different from what we've seen in Vermont. Americans have every right to move to new states if they want, even if they have silly political opinions. But our leaders have no right to encourage foreigners to move to this country in order to change election results. Doing that is an attack on our democracy. Yet for decades, our leaders have done just that, and they keep doing it, and they keep doing it because it works. Consider Virginia. The counties across the river from Washington, D.C. now contain one of the largest immigrant communities in the United States. Most of these immigrants are hardworking and decent people. Many have been very successful in business. Good for them. But they also have very different politics from the people who used to live there. Their votes have allowed Democrats to seize control of the entire state and change it into something unrecognizable. Governor Blackface Klan Robes in Richmond owes his job to immigrants in Arlington and Falls Church. Similar trends are now underway in Georgia and North Carolina and many other states. Mass immigration increases the power of the Democratic Party. Period. That's the reason Democrats support it. It's the only reason. If 200,000 immigrants from Poland showed up at our southern border tomorrow, Kamala Harris wouldn't promise them health care. Why? Simple. Poles tend to vote Republican. That's the difference. Democrats would deport those migrants immediately. No more hand-wringing about how we're a nation of immigrants. Hundreds of thousands of likely Republicans massing in Tijuana, that would qualify as a national crisis. We'd have a border wall by Wednesday. For Democrats, the point of immigration is not to show compassion to refugees, much less to improve our country. It's definitely not about racial justice. Mass immigration hurts African Americans maybe more than anyone else. Immigration is a means to electoral advantage. It is about power. More Democratic voters mean more power for Democrats.
And the Democrats admit all of this. We laid it out yesterday. We showed their own articles, their own admissions. You see it everywhere. The universities teach it. And then out comes the ADL and Brian Stelter and CNN to say, we've never seen such white supremacism because we don't want 600 million people brought in by a UN refugee program and then given all these freebies to get them to come here. Which is the same thing Europe did. Remember Europe 10 years ago started offering all this free stuff to, quote, migrants, including young women. That's why half the rapes in Europe are the illegals that have come in. The statistic out today, half the rapes in Europe are a minority of less than 10% of people because they come and they just believe you're supposed to rape everybody. I mean, we were told we're getting women. And they run PSAs in Germany and Sweden for middle school girls saying, get yourself a 25-year-old Muslim, have sex with him, get married. And it shows 14-year-old girls on TV living with 25-year-old men and how happy they are. I mean, this is like literally the total takeover by design. We'll be right back. Hey, we got free women. Get on up here. Rape them. Do whatever you want.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power, but the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the great folks at Project Veritas are always knocking it out of the park. If I tried to mention the big stories they broke in the last week, we wouldn't have any time in the 1 10-minute segment we have with James O'Keefe. Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is here with huge news, not the latest, proving the ongoing dirt floor under a bridge, illegal aliens massing in Texas or children being raped in the facilities. That's then the proof that's now being used by the governor of Texas and others to expose that and fight that. No, that's all the other stuff they're breaking right now. But huge inside intel of a major CNN director admitting network engaged in propaganda to remove Trump from the presidency. Our focus was to get Trump out of office. I came to CNN because I wanted to be part of that. You talk about election meddling and then them lying and saying, oh, we're not partisan. Wow. So these are really political donations in kind. This is what they said the Russians did. James O'Keefe, this is just another major coup. There should be congressional investigations. Tell us about the info. We don't have time to get to the video because you only have one segment. We'll play more after you leave next segment. But tell folks about this huge story.
Well, Alex, thanks. This is a director at CNN named Charlie Chester, and he's saying things that we've always suspected to be true but never been able to really get them to admit. He says that he is helping Biden through his term, talking about the network being propaganda. Saying things that we've all suspected, trying to make Biden look healthy. These are his words, painting him as a young man with aviator shades. He talks about how the network is engaging in propaganda. And he says these things over a series of meetings with our undercover reporter, bragging that they got Trump out of office. He says, quote, I am 100% going to say it. If it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out. And he says the network is trying to help Biden through his term. So they talk about how they were trying to create a story or make a story in regarding Trump's health. And he characterizes it as propaganda. So that this is one of those stories that kind of speaks for itself. I believe that CNN is putting together a comment right now. We believe that this man will probably be fired. We're not sure how CNN is going to respond. It's already been covered by media. This is breaking news. We just broke this story 20 minutes ago, and this is a multi-part series. There you have Biden in his aviator shades, the network CNN admitting that they're trying to make him look young. So CNN is helping a federal candidate for office, and we'd like comment from both Zucker and CNN's parent company, Warner Media. We'd like to know what AT&T has to say about this. We'd like to know what Warner Media has to say about this, and what is this man's status as an employee after making all these admissions?
Well, it's great to have this information, because when they gaslight us and say it's preposterous that they are trying to cover for Joe Biden, here's the premeditated proof. But watching them is that proof as well. Where do you expect this to go? Because having a major director, a major producer of shows there, admitting that they helped get him elected and that their job was to get him elected, isn't that a campaign donation in a way?
I think it's devastating, Alex. I think we've done four or five investigations of CNN. This is probably the most devastating content we have ever released. And this is just part one of a multi-video series. So I think they're just scared and they don't know what to do and they don't know what to say, because if they fire the man, that's going to just draw more attention to this. And if they don't fire the man and they agree with it, well, that – so, I mean, I think this is just literally breaking news here, and just trying to get this information out to your audience. He says he came to CNN. This is Charlie Chester, CNN's director, came to CNN, quote, because he wanted to be part of getting Trump out, unquote. So this is a guy who is bragging about it. And I think that they you know, to your point, is it a federal campaign donation? Well, it ought to be. And this goes to really the heart of everything in this country. This is the whole problem. We have the most trusted name in news. This is a network which Google and Facebook and Twitter algorithms prefer their content, and their directors of their news networks are saying that they are preferring a certain political candidate. And he says, quote, without saying that's what it was. So this man is admitting that we're doing this, but we're hiding what we're doing. And we don't want people to know that that's what our intent is. I mean, this is potentially the biggest story in Project Veritas history. And I look forward to getting a comment from CNN in the coming, you know, over the course of the afternoon.
Well, watching the first lady, the fraudster in chief's wife, wear fishnets, and then he's wearing Tom Cruise Top Gun outfits when he's not falling down, he can barely talk. I mean, none of this is working on the public. But as you said, this is your biggest CNN story, maybe one of your biggest ever, period, because you have the open and shut where they admit the fraud, that they're lying to people on purpose, how they're getting away with it, and how they were successful. So you have the entire chain of events there, really what they call an open and shut case of fraud.
Well, I think the biggest, the most fraudulent thing that's uncovered in this investigation so far is him saying that they don't want people to know that's what their intent was. So my point to Charlie Chester, Jeff Zucker, and Jake Tapper, and Anderson Cooper, and Anna Cabrera. I also spoke – this will be coming out this afternoon, this evening. I spoke with Jim Sciutto, who's a host at CNN. I said, why do you guys want to hide it? Why not just say this publicly? Why does Charlie Chester, the director, say that without telling people that's what our intent? That, to me, is the strongest line of the whole expose, where he says – we're trying to get Trump out, but we don't want people to know that's what we're doing. Well, why not tell people? Why not tell people? And if it's going to take litigation, then let's sue. Let's sue the crap out of CNN. And let's get them under oath saying that's what it is. Because to me, Charlie Chester saying that they're trying to help Biden through his term, get Trump out. He came to the network to do that, but he's hiding that from people. It's like, I'm fine with you being a network that is a arm of the Biden administration, but I think you need to tell your audience and tell your stakeholders, AT&T and WarnerMedia, that that's precisely what your stated mission objective is. But do not tell the people that you're the most trusted name in news and then lie about it.
And go around and police the internet with Brian Stelter and the ADL head and everybody, saying everyone that is conservative is a Nazi and demanding that they lose their license and be taken off cable and taken off satellites. I mean, this is a partisan group trying to get people that don't agree with them taken off the air. And when CNN snaps its fingers and ordered me deplatformed, they did it. And now they go around ordering folks to take off Tucker Carlson. They want you destroyed. I know you've just won a big case in court where they prove the New York Times did lie about you when they said you manufacture stuff. I mean, none of that's true. So you know, the good news is we're starting to see some traction here, and more of their lies are coming up.
And I think people are going to be inspired to go blow the whistle. VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com that's VeritasTips@ProtonMail. I know you have your own Proton Mail. People are coming out now, and they're shocked by this. And I'll tell you, this is part one, Alex. It gets worse. I think it gets much worse. We're gonna do it. The next story is about how the health data that they manufacture and some of the things that they've painted and the admissions to this. And this is really the heart of it. And people say, well, no one watches CNN. Well, you know what? Google, Twitter, and Facebook prefer CNN and the New York Times in their algorithms.
They get marching orders from CNN. CNN creates the talking points for all of the other parrots. People need to go to ProjectVeritas.com and share the video, share the article that CNN doesn't want seen. We're posting the full article and video at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. CNN admits that they are a total fraud and engaged in propaganda. 60 seconds, closing points, James O'Keefe.
Alex, you know, this country, the media in this country is the problem. You know, government is downstream from media. I've been doing this for a decade, and this one is really near and dear to my heart, because this is the problem in this country, that there's a manufacturing of consent. People are being lied to, and it's disgraceful. And these trillion-dollar tech companies are preferring CNN's news, if we want to call it that, in their algorithms. And we have a director on tape saying it's all propaganda. We're just trying to help political candidates. This is disgraceful. This is everything right here. So your audience needs to tweet at every – tweet, write emails, write letters, put pressure on AT&T and Warner Media.
That's right.
And
Democrat members of the FCC have called for myself to be taken off air, Drudge before he went to the other side, and everybody else – saying that we're political contributions when we're honest about the fact that we love America, but we're not part of a party. They are saying they're aligned with a party. James O'Keefe, look forward to you being in studio next week. God bless you. I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take Vitamin Mineral Fusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, little quarter scoop. Fill up a whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films,
All of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Tuesday transmission. You know, I'm not complaining at the crew. I'm not complaining at myself. I'm just pointing this out to the listeners that we all need to appreciate InfoWars. We all need to appreciate Project Veritas. We all need to appreciate people like Tucker Carlson. We need to appreciate Rush Limbaugh. He wasn't perfect, but he was pro-America, pro-gun, and he's dead now. These are authoritarians conquering us, taking us over. And Owen Schroyer and the crew did an incredible job last night shooting 7 different out-of-this-world clips. And I noticed that a few of the videos, when I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, had been posted inside other articles. That's how I got reminded to go to Man.Video and see what Owen did. And look, I love our crew. I called Paul Watson at like 5 this morning because, you know, he's 6 hours ahead. And I said, please do a story on this. And he didn't. Maybe he is doing one. He's coming on the third hour. He's a great guy. But I guarantee you, if somebody else had these videos, it'd be posted everywhere. But see, everyone got taught early, you don't promote InfoWars or you get censored. And then when you get censored, nobody will promote you either. And so it's just a constant that the most powerful stuff we've got is hidden under a bushel. Don't hide your light under a bushel, as the Bible says. Let it shine. And I tell myself that we, you know, I built up the SPARS 2025, 2028 document for 2 days because it is important. And so it got seen tens of millions of times and is a huge story. And the former head of Defense Intelligence endorsed it. And it's causing congressional investigations. I can tell you right now, we've got new documents that are important. So people expect fanfare for something important. Why is the Super Bowl important? Well, you see all this fanfare, but it's not really important, is it? It's not socially important to the future or any of our lives, other than when Tom Brady didn't wear a mask and bucked the system. But we give it such fanfare when the literal end of our civilization as we know it is being taken over by Klaus Schwab, the UN, and Bill Gates. They admit it's the end of the industrial world. They say you'll never take the mask off. You'll never have a job. You'll never be able to be close to people. We're going to get rid of the family. You'll have to have dozens of shots a year to even be able to leave your house. They said all that years ago in white papers. People are like, how do you know this? I remember 14 months ago when this all started, in February, sitting in the conference room with my managers. They're great people. And saying to them, they're never going to reopen till we demand it. This is permanent, and we are a essential business even under federal and state law as media. But if we don't believe we're essential, they'll even get rid of that. And I had all the federal documents, and people didn't believe me. And of course, I'm sitting in that meeting, and I'm not putting the crew down. This is an illustration. When a lot of my crew didn't think they were even allowed to leave their house, because that's when the PSYOP first hit. And I said, this is a UN takeover PSYOP. It's never going to end unless we say no. And I said, believe me. And I even got lawyers involved so the crew would believe me. Most of the crew did. Some didn't. And I'm not putting people down. I'm explaining that I understand why they didn't believe that they'll try to never end the lockdown, in which they've done in areas they're able to get away with it. How long does the lockdown go? How long you put up with it? But my own crew was sitting there doubting me, which is fine because I don't mind being doubted because I'm wrong sometimes. I wish I was wrong a lot of the time. I'm not. But I'm sitting there in the meeting getting mad because I'm already looking years into the future and seeing their whole operation and knowing what they're going to do. Let me give you an example. Here's my film from 14 years ago on DVD that they censored off the internet. It's for free at band.video in the film section. I hope you share it. If you want a DVD to have and burn copies and educate others, we're selling it very close to cost, as low as $3.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com when you buy them in bulk. What is it? Overhead shot, please. The Alex Jones film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. What is it? It's a UN building with a skull, and it says the UN's going to carry out a worldwide medical tyranny with forced inoculation, sterilization, and then mass death. And it lays it all out. They want you dead on the back. Now, people are freaking out about the film now because everything in it has basically come true except the last part. The New York Times wrote reviews of this attacking it, saying, I'm insane. I believe the elite want to live forever and have a plan to depopulate us through forced inoculation. It's in their plans, people. And look, it's healthy to doubt stuff. I'm the same way. I thought they'd roll out a big beta test, then roll out bigger attacks years later. No, they're going to just roll it out right away. And so I get why people want to think that this isn't as scary as it is, because it is scary. And I've been having to psychologically get myself ready for this, too. I've been very upset. I've been a jerk to my family some. I've been a jerk to some of the crew, and I apologize publicly for that. I just blew up at Owen on air for no reason yesterday because they didn't do the shot where I wanted it from down there. I wanted it in front of the Catholic smuggling center and not the other smuggling center. There's no reason for that. But I get so desperate because I've literally got all these incredible articles, incredible reports, bombshell information, and I'm mad at myself that I'm not doing enough to cover it all. But I tell you, if the rest of the public had an attitude like that, we would not even be in this position we're in. I mean, folks, this is only going to get worse till we stop it. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are the worst people on earth, and they're fully committed to this takeover, dividing us, conquering us 100 different ways, poisoning the hell out of us, and all that evidence is mounting. I'll cover it at the start of the next hour. You notice they pulled the J&J shot because it's killing so many people. And then they try to spin it and go, oh, one woman died. That's one woman in one town. Thousands have died. I know people dying from it. And it's always just let us have our privacy. Please don't talk about it. I got crew members, two crew members whose kids were killed by vaccines are like, please don't even mention that on air. Well, I mean, I know you. You told me this. I know it's true. My grandmother got polio from the damn vaccine. I mean, I'm on Joe Rogan's show 3 or 4 months ago and 5 months ago. And I'm like, yeah, you know, the main cause of polio is the Bill Gates vaccine. And Joe goes, whoa, 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 whoa. He pulls it up. Reuters. I mean, the thing is, they tell you all this in the fine print. And so I'm just very, very frustrated at myself and everybody else. And we've got the best crew in the world. We've got the best audience in the world. We shouldn't be mad at ourselves. I shouldn't be mad at myself. I should have some type of glee or feeling of success that we've been proven right and at least we're here and at least we've got a fighting chance. But I don't have that feeling. I feel dirty. I feel upset. I feel really pissed. I wake up at 2 a.m. thinking about Bill Gates, thinking about Klaus Schwab, because my very cells as a man are saying, you're not doing enough. But I'm not going to let them destroy my mind. I'm going to expose them, and we're going to publicly convict them for their crimes against humanity that violate the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention. And we are going to be loving and rejoice that God is real and that Christ is real, that we have ever-living souls, and that we're going through a time of great evil, but that is part of the process. And so thank God for giving us a warning, and thank God for laying it all out in the Bible. From Genesis right